Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, that is. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President says he'll veto defense bill. We have the story.
Sedgwick County Commissioners discuss mandatory masks. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Wichita School Board discusses options for beginning the upcoming school year. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 100 degrees for the high in Wichita, and it looks like we'll be close to that again today. Our complete forecast is on the way.
President Trump says he will veto the latest defense authorization bill if it includes an amendment calling for bases to be renamed.
In an early Wednesday morning tweet, President Trump said, "I will veto the defense authorization bill if the Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, of all people, amendment, which will lead to the renaming, plus other bad things, of Fort Bragg, Fort Robert E. Lee, and many other military bases." He's talking about an amendment sponsored by Warren and other lawmakers calling for military bases that were named after Confederate soldiers to get new names. The renaming amendment comes as Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and other Pentagon leaders said they're open to bipartisan discussions about renaming bases. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
Sedgwick County Commissioners briefed by County Health Officer yesterday, but they're not ready to vote on the idea of mandatory masks in public.
Health Officer Dr. Gerald Minns told commissioners they should keep out-of-state sports teams from our area for 6 months and that wearing masks in public should be considered. Commissioner Michael O'Donnell tells KSN News he's asked for a commission meeting at the end of the week to decide on the mandate for requiring masks in public after they receive more information from the governor's office.
We still have not received anything from the governor's office other than she's putting this mandate out. How's this going to be enforced?
Commissioners say they are looking for input from business owners and they may meet on Friday to make a decision. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At Tuesday's Wichita Board of Education meeting, the board got an update on the district's continuous learning plan for the upcoming school year.
USD 259 Deputy Superintendent Dr. Tiffany Irving says there are three options for starting the new school year.
On-site brings back the majority of our staff and students to the physical school environment. Guidelines would be in place to focus on health and safety.
Dr. Irving says the blended or hybrid model would be used if the district had to pivot quickly in the event of a public health emergency.
We are developing plans on the scenario that would have students attending in shifts by alternating days, with learning occurring when the student is in school and when the student may be working remotely from home.
Dr. Irving says the third option would be exclusively online. Officials will release the district's final plan on July 20th. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
More controversy for President Trump over media claims that Russia offered bounties for U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Democrats are accusing the president of bowing to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Republicans largely defending the president, saying the intel hasn't yet been verified. Fox's Kevin Cork reports from the nation's capital.
A leak, say White House officials, of an intelligence assessment that Russia may have been paying Afghan soldiers to target U.S. service personnel. An assessment that, according to the administration, was still being investigated and, for that matter, debated. But in its latest report, The Times said American officials intercepted electronic data showing large financial transfers from a bank account controlled by Russia to a Taliban-linked account, evidence that supported their conclusion that Russia covertly offered bounties for killing U.S. and coalition troops in Afghanistan. The paper also suggested that despite White House denials, the president did receive written notification of the assessment.
The Associated Press reporting that the White House knew about the bounties as far back as early last year.
Even though virus cases are surging in several states, American Airlines says starting today, flights will be back to full capacity.
In a statement, American Airlines says they have multiple layers of protection, including a requirement to wear face coverings, enhanced cleaning procedures, and a pre-flight COVID-19 system checklist for passengers. They say starting July 1st, though, customers may notice flights at full capacity. They say they will let people know if there are other less booked flights they can hop on at no extra charge. But the company says they're going to apply an electrostatic spray inside aircraft every 7 days. They say that kills nearly 100% of all viruses and bacteria in 10 minutes. And they say their HEPA filtration system provides a complete air change every 2 to 4 minutes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Well, an anticipated part of Wichita life this summer is definitely not going to happen. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
And Kansas Governor Laura Kelly promises to release guidelines Thursday on her mandate that everyone wear masks in public. That story and more news on the half hour. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock here on the first day of July. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly promises to release guidelines Thursday on her mandate that everyone wear masks in public beginning Friday. Sedgwick County Commission is considering how to respond to the mandate. Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News local businesses are worried.
They are highly concerned about the word shut down the economy. And some of them said they can't take it twice. So we can't shut down the economy from my perspective.
Meitzner says it will be hard to enforce a mask mandate. Meitzner commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
The state of Mississippi is retiring its state flag. It's organizing a group to come up with a new design.
Republican Governor Tate Reeves signed a bill to scrap the flag, which contained the Confederate battle emblem.
This is not a political moment to me, but a solemn occasion to lead our Mississippi family to come together.
The flag had survived a 2001 vote with a majority of state residents then saying the design embraced Southern heritage. But with racial tensions bubbling in the country, there was a renewed desire for change. Reeves said changing flags is different than tearing down monuments.
A monument acknowledges and honors our past. A flag is a symbol of our present.
Rob Dawson, Fox News.
And voters will decide on whether to accept the new design at the election in November.
Times Square's famous naked cowboy heads downtown and gets a rude reception.
He's a familiar sight to many Times Square tourists, but with not a lot going on there lately, the naked cowboy decided to visit anti-police protesters outside City Hall. The demonstrators were neither amused nor entertained. They cursed at the singer, whose real name is Robert Burke. And one of the problems protesters had with Burke is he's a President Trump supporter who normally has pro-Trump stickers on his guitar, though he removed them before heading to the demonstration. The crowd also verbally abused a black man who had joined the Naked Cowboy, calling him an Uncle Tom. Burke denied he was trying to antagonize the protesters, but also told reporters, quote, "It'll be a free country until they get a hold of it." Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning.
This morning, the gasoline prices still fairly unsettled here in the Wichita area. Right now, what we're looking at as far as gasoline prices go, $1.87 a gallon, a very common price that we're seeing out there. $1.87 a gallon. I'm seeing $1.85 at Maple and West. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Hot, hot, hot. Let's check the KSN Storm Pregnancy Forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good and warm. I'm toasty today, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm having trouble keeping track of the days just because it seems like every day we've just been dealing with the same thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, today is going to be no different, Steve. It's a different day, same hot story out there, just a different month, too, now that we're into July.
Right.
So, yeah, got to make sure that we're continuing to stay cool out there, maybe spending some time poolside, if that's how you prefer to do that, but also make sure that we're staying hydrated too. If you have to work outside, make sure that you're able to dress in that some of that light colored clothing too. That'll definitely help keep you a little bit cooler if you have to be out there, and take frequent breaks if you have to work outside as well. Just wanted to throw some of those reminders out there, only because we hit our first 100 degree day yesterday, and we may see the same thing today. High of 100 expected in Wichita, partly cloudy skies, 10% chance of a shower storm mainly later on today towards the evening hours, where there could be something isolated that may pop up, but most of us able to stay dry. Something else you'll notice, winds are going to be a lot lighter today too, as they gradually make a switch out of the north and east. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Winds out of the east only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Keep in mind, we were dealing with gusts at up to around 35 to 40 miles an hour over the last few days. Another 10% chance of a shower storm towards the early evening hours. During the overnight, things should stay dry. Still steamy, though, with a low of only 75. Mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Winds picking up a little bit more out of the southeast at 10 to 20, but shouldn't be all that strong. And no surprise here, we'll also see another slim chance of a shower or storm, mainly late in the day. It looks like a lot of our neighbors off to the west, they'll have a slightly better chance of seeing a few storms, and one or two of those may track in our direction closer to sundown and Thursday night heading into Friday. We'll eventually cool down a little bit, seasonably hot though, staying seasonably hot. Into our 4th of July Sunday, 92 degrees, but it does look like things should continue to stay mainly dry over our holiday, but eventually heating back up by next week. Now, right now, we're at 74 degrees, partly cloudy skies, nice filtered sunshine for our sunrise, south winds at 3 miles an hour, dew point of 69, still making it feel pretty muggy out there.
All right, thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 1st of July, and it is hot. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. The deadline is coming soon, and if you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted here. Ted, first day of July.
Here we are.
Yeah, we got the year's half over. It's been a rough half year.
Yeah, the last three and a half months have been rather trying.
Been trying. We got the big weekend coming up, and folks are going to be knocking back and relaxing. I hope not getting too close to each other, because anything can happen if that happens. Got to say a quick happy birthday to a friend of mine.
Yes.
Cody Charvet's having a birthday today. Cody is with the emergency management here in Sedgwick County. He's a trainer and former broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with him at Bright Voice several years ago. And we worked together for several years, and got to interview him a while back for my issue show. Cody's a good guy. Cody Charvet, if you know Cody, say, Max says happy birthday today. How about that? 7:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Virginia has some new gun laws going into effect today. It's pretty interesting. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown with us this morning. Tell us about it. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Wow. Well, these it's some pretty drastic changes in law there. The motivation would be a big shooting in Virginia. Is that right?
Yes, there was a big shooting at a Virginia Beach municipal building, and this had prompted the governor in Virginia, Ralph Northam, to push for more, essentially, gun control. And with the change in leadership in the state legislature, they were able to do that. And the chiefly among this is what many gun control supporters call a closing of the gun show loophole. Now, there are usually not, state to state, there are usually not background checks performed on what is called private party sales. That means if I sell you a firearm, well, we don't have to go get a background check. Except now in Virginia, you do. And that would include gun shows, because gun shows were always considered to be private party sales. They're not; it's not sold by a retail business. It's someone who's setting up a booth at town hall or whatever it is, selling his personal property. So now those have to be performed; those sales have to be completed through a licensed dealer who can authorize the background check or initiate the background check through the FBI. There is a lawsuit about this, and here's why it's being called unconstitutional. The long guns can be purchased in this country by anyone over the age of 18, usually, or in most states anyway.
Yeah.
And even in Virginia law, technically, the 18-year-old can still buy a long gun, except the background checks are not performed by the FBI on anyone under the age of 21.
Okay.
So that would eliminate the ability of the 18 and 19 and 20-year-old to buy their weapon from a gun show or just their cousin selling them their weapon. Which otherwise would be legal because they can't, they have no access to that federal background check.
Right.
So that'll have to be decided by the courts or somehow remedied by the legislation. But otherwise, that's the law starting today in Virginia.
Any restrictions on ammunition? In other words, magazine size, number of cartridges, and anything like that? Or is just background check the big deal here then?
The background check is the big deal. There's also a red flag law now in Virginia, which empowers law enforcement to essentially take your guns if they determine that that you are a threat to someone or maybe yourself, as opposed to giving you a chance at court for anything. The red flag laws are not popular among Second Amendment supporters. Because of a scare that due process could be averted somehow. Right. Here in Florida, where I'm at, the red flag law that was enacted after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting specifically requires that law enforcement or whoever is going to initiate this red flag on you, that they have to take you to court. There needs to be sworn testimony from mental health workers, law enforcement, and the like. And that the removal of your firearms is temporary and on a calendar with your ability to petition to have them returned to you if they can't continue their case against you. So there's a bit more of a due process matter that's addressed in the Florida law. The Virginia law is just
all right,
side of a court. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Evan, for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown reporting on some new Virginia gun laws going on into effect here the 1st of July. And so many laws do go into effect around the 1st of July. The Kansas law, there should be a couple going into effect, but maybe we don't have any going into effect this year around the 1st of July. Coming up with 7:19, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and it is sports time now with Ted Woodward. Ted?
As we have talked about this morning, there will be no minor league baseball this season. Of course, that includes the AAA Wichita Wind Surge and Riverfront Stadium downtown.
In a statement Tuesday, Minor League Baseball confirmed that Major League Baseball won't be providing affiliated teams with players for the 2020 season, effectively canceling things this year. Minor League CEO Pat O'Connor adding, quote, "While this is a sad day for many, this announcement removes the uncertainty surrounding the 2020 season and allows our teams to begin planning for the 2021 season of affordable family entertainment." Some ball clubs had looked into other lines of revenue during this COVID-19 pandemic, like renting out their facilities as Airbnbs. Minor League players do still have a chance to make the expanded 60-player pool for each Major League ball club. Matt Napoli, Palatano, Fox News.
Speaking of the big leagues, not too far away from players reporting to summer camp and then actually playing within a month. Here's Jeff Passan, ESPN Major League Baseball insider.
The big question is, are there going to be any big names? There have been some that have been bandied about, and I think in the end, what the players are looking at and what they're saying to themselves is, am I going to leave my team behind? And for a lot of guys, the answer is, well, yeah, we're in the middle of a pandemic right now, and I have family at home that is more important to me than the team. But the players who are weighing whether to opt out or not, it is more about the team and the fact that they have 60 games to play and a championship to win.
And uncertainty as well around college athletics this fall in college football. Here's Heather Dinich, ESPN college reporter.
sort of a universal feeling throughout college athletics officials right now. And I can tell you that K-State Athletic Director Gene Taylor told my colleague Adam Rittenberg just recently that he thinks it's now less likely that teams will be able to play a full 12-game schedule. Now remember, K-State had to shut down for 2 weeks after 14 players tested positive. So I think a lot of these opinions and the nervousness can also come from what different campuses are experiencing individually.
And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, it's 7:21 now here on this Wednesday morning. And coming up, we've got Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh morning update. Virus forcing cuts in Medicaid funding in some places. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.